Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show. News Radio 1070 WKOK and Sean Carey. In just a moment, we'll hear from Steve in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Friday edition of our show is always brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the super stocked beverage superstore on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Great specials going on through Tuesday. Michelob Ultra 30-pack cans, $22.97, and Shock Top 15-pack cans, only $12.49. Stock up on your favorite beverages, whether they are brews, sodas, water. Lots of great snacks, chips, fresh roasted peanuts, and the pickle bar, too. All from Corey and the crew at Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. So we'll be with you live till 5. We'll hear from our great friend of the show, Rich Scarsella of the Reading Eagle. As we broadcast live here on WKOK, we're less than 2 hours away from Lift for Life at Penn State. Rich will be covering that a little later on this afternoon, so we'll get Rich's perspective of that and the latest information from the Penn State football roster that was released earlier this week by head coach James Franklin, at least the up-to-date, up-to-the-second Penn State football roster. As we're now less than a week away from Big Ten Football Media Days, next Thursday and Friday in Chicago. And then after that, you just take a deep breath and you dive right into Penn State Football Media Day, which will be on Saturday, August 3rd, and then right into fall practice. Getting closer. We're getting excited. So we'll have Rich on the show later today. Also, Steve's brother, Kevin Jones, will check in from Connecticut. And since the Phillies are going to be starting the de facto second half of the season tonight, and since it was a very timely interview and he crushed it on his debut here on the show earlier this week, we're going to replay the interview with Tim Kelly from PhilliesNation.com. Tim's also the host of the Locked On Phillies daily podcast, so if you're a Phillies fan, we definitely invite you to catch that. And speaking of podcast, we have ours here too. Subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play. Search Steve Jones Show, and then we deliver the shows right to you after you hit the subscribe button. So come on, why wouldn't you hit the subscribe button? Come on, come on, open up your podcast app, search Steve Jones Show, hit the subscribe button, you're all set, you're good to go. But if you do listen to us on iTunes or your Apple Podcast app, get your podcast that way, please leave us a review. The more five-star reviews, the better, and gets our podcast out even further to more and more Penn State fans around the globe. And with it being Lift for Life, it's also Central PA Festival of the Arts going on in downtown State College. Got People's Choice Festival happening over in Bullsburg. So a lot going on here in the middle of summer as we savor every second of it before, of course, football and fall gets here. We're with you live till 5, then we'll have our late-day news roundup at 5:06. Taylor Schultz at the anchor desk this afternoon. She'll be with you till 5:30, an abbreviated late-day news roundup on 1070 AM. It'll be a 5:30 on deck and 6:05 first pitch tonight at Citizens Bank Park as the back end of the season gets going for the Philadelphia Phillies. The Washington Nationals were 12 games below 500 when the season was 50 games in. They seemed destined to experience a disappointing season. Boy, things really did change. Resuming play tonight, the Nats after the All-Star break. They're the hottest team in the majors, and it's the Nats and Phillies three-game series beginning tonight. Washington is 28-11. since May 24th. They've put themselves back into the playoff conversation. The Nationals are 6 games behind the first-place Braves. Of course, they are on top of the NL East. The Nats are currently on top of the NL's wild card spot. The turnaround has the Nats at 47-42. The Phillies are at 47-43. Washington Nationals second baseman Brian Dozier says everything's going really well right now. We love how that we've overcame a lot of things in the first month and a half. Things had to turn, and they made it happen.
That's right. They made it happen. They've also got the ace of all aces, Max Scherzer. Stops losing streaks. That helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does help. I mean, I give credit. I mean, people didn't think they were going to have, without Harper, I think they thought it was going to be a potential under 500 beatdown.
They had the right guys in place to weather that storm when Harper left.
Evidently.
Yeah.
Evidently.
But tonight we got Steven Strasburg, 10-4, and Nick Pivetta, 4-3, your starting pitchers tonight. So, again, that's a 5:30 pregame here on 1070 AM.
Right. It's a 6:05 game tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this evening, and right now they would be the two teams that would play in the wild card. Now, if the Phillies win tonight, then they'd be the home team in the wild card. That's, it's only July the 12th. Only July the 12th. Rich Scarcella on today's show, among others. Looking forward to it. The King is going to be here, too.
Always look forward to the King.
The King, by the way, he is having hip replacement surgery on Tuesday. So, I'll tell you, the pain he has been in, he's been in a lot of pain. So there's a part of him, I think, that's actually, of all things, looking forward to getting the procedure done because he thinks it'll alleviate the pain. We do have a play-by-play call of the day today because the Rangers did play the Astros last night. I knew you'd be relieved about that.
Even though it was a 5-0 game, we'll try to find something from that game for you.
Yeah, we will. I thought we came through with a big World Series of Poker moment yesterday.
Oh, that was killer. Loved it.
By the way,
you fired that clip up, by the way, that Casino Royale audio. It's like you had it on standby there, ready to go, marinating and percolating like we were planning on doing it in the first place. Like bing bam boom, like right there, ready to go.
I wasn't, but I found it. Right? Because we were talking about the World Series of Poker. And what, Richard Seymour? Is that who was in it at one point?
Yes, the former New England Patriot, correct.
Yeah. And
yeah, he pretty much outslicked 95% of the field in the main event. So he's like in the top 130, 135, right around in there. So, yeah, he's taking home some coin. Very impressive.
Yeah, he's done fine.
Yeah. Over 9,000 plus players. $10 million will go to the winner, and of course the coveted bracelet.
Yeah. So. And today, Roger Federer in 4 sets beat Rafa Nadal. Federer has won 20 Grand Slam titles in his career. 20 Grand Slam titles.
Sampras won, 22, I believe?
No, Federer is number one.
Oh, okay.
Sampras won, I want to say 15, 16.
Oh, okay.
Along the way. Federer is, he's got 20. Nobody's at, now Serena Williams, I want to say Serena is 23.
And she is the number 11 seed going into the championship tomorrow.
She'll win.
Yeah.
She'll win in 3 sets, but she'll win. And that's... I have complete confidence in that one. and that'll be tomorrow. Now, the Pirates and the Cubs, last I saw, they were scoreless in the third, playing this afternoon at Wrigley. Pirates are trying to get back to 500 today, if they can. And they were only 2.5 back. Now, the odd thing about them is that the Pirates now in the top of the fourth now is that the Pirates are a game under and they are ecstatic about where they are. And they should be. Russell Westbrook traded. Does this mean James Harden is now out of the State Farm commercials? I just want to make sure.
Well, when he set fire to Chris Paul's kitchen, I mean that was the red flag. We kind of knew this breakup was coming.
That was the end.
Yeah, that was it.
And Chris Paul is I cannot picture him staying with Oklahoma City. I can see them moving. Very quickly, the NFL has proposed an 18-game schedule, but would limit player participation to 16 games. So in other words, Aaron Rodgers would not start all 18 games, right? If I read this correctly, Tom Brady would not start all 18 games. What if they want to?
And which two games would you sit out? Would it have to be the final two games, or do you maybe sit out a game before a bye week, or, you know, there's a lot of strategy going on with these rosters.
Oh, well, they play the Jets twice. So theirs is easy. Their deal's easy.
You're just checking to see if Elio's listening. So it's not the Mets, it's the Jets.
Yeah. Boy, does he live a sad sport existence. 16-game limit for each player. How the heck does that work? What if you're Brady and you want to play all 18 games?
And what else will he tell reporters? Of course he'll say, I want to play all the games. I don't want to. That's not him to say, no, I'll sit out one. I'll sit out two. That's what we're going to wait for. We'll wait for the first NFL player to say, yep, I'll sit this game out. Who will be the first to take the bait on that?
With a per-player limit of 16 games per year. Okay, Tony Dungy talked about it. Says some fans will revolt against an 18-16 approach, Dungy said. For example, this year's Browns play at Arizona in Week 15. It's Cleveland's once-per-8-year trip to the desert. Browns fans in Phoenix will want and will have paid to see Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, and Jarvis Landry play and will be upset to find out 90 minutes before kickoff that that's one of the two games they're not going to play. So, now, would they put an exception in for quarterbacks? This shows to me, in no uncertain terms, how desperate the league is to expand the regular season 18 games. This is a desperate proposal. Now, is it worthy of discussion? Sure it is. I mean, it's at least worthy of discussion. But, geez, Sean, there's so many. What do I always talk about proposals? What's one of the first things I mention right away that when you're sitting in the room and somebody proposes something, what needs to be brought up and really nulled out when a proposal is put on the table? What are the unintended consequences? This proposal is loaded with unintended consequences. Now, do you put an exception in for the quarterback? Where now Mayfield can play all 18 games, Brady can play all 18, Russell Wilson can play all 18.
You're just going to have bad matchups, like a 3-14 team against a 5-12 team going into week 18. You're going to have consummate starters you want to see on the field not playing. You're going to have a bunch of players that, well, let's face it, they're not going to tell the media, but they're going to mail it in. They're ready for the holidays and their off season to begin. It's I just think the quality of the product's going to drop. You can say you want to play, but is that your true intention when you get into week 18? If you're on a terrible team like that, are you going to give a full-blown effort?
Well, I think it's very hard not to give a full-blown effort in this league, because I think if you don't, you get hurt. I think not giving a full-blown effort, I think, leads to injuries. This just shows me that in no uncertain terms, they want 18 come heck or high water. So it is a really hard game. Physically, it's a very, very tough game. That's not a profound statement. But that's why you don't go from 16 to 18, because physically, and then you have to start playing games with your lineup. All right, how do I handle it? Now, some of it will be solved for you. Somebody's going to be out a week here, somebody's going to be out a week there, because of the various injuries you can have that are not season ending. So some of that would be naturally taken care of, but jeez.
I know we live in reality, we don't live in fantasy, but I just thought of this. I mean, I haven't played fantasy football in well over 10 years, but wow, now this would put an interesting spin on people that play fantasy football week in and week out. You know, some of these starters in late December, they decide not to play, and oh yeah, I got this guy on my team, and I'm in a playoff game, I could win my championship, and you find out, oh, yeah, Friday night, you find out, oh, man, he's not playing. Now who am I going to fill in with? So.
Well, certainly has to be a declaration point. That declaration point could be as early as a Wednesday as to who's in, who's out.
And that's fair. That's more than fair.
And that's just not for fantasy, but that's for the team you're playing. I mean, for example, you're playing the Chargers. And say, for example, there is no exemption on quarterback. Just say, okay, that's declared by Wednesday. Philip Rivers is playing this week. That way, the team preparing knows he's not going to play, instead of having it be a guessing game. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Breaking news! Ford Motor Company has just announced 20% off many of their popular vehicles. But at Sunbury Motors,
we think you deserve more.
At SMC, take 23% off new Ford F-150s. That's up to $14,500 off. Sunbury Motors Ford has 25% off new 2019 Expeditions, which is a whopping $14,280 off. SMC has up to 30% off four-wheel drive EcoSports, and they start as low as $19,570. From over 60 of the top-selling Ford Escapes and take 30% off. They're slashed to as low as $17,985. SMC is where you want to be in July, and save up to 30% on over four city blocks of new Fords. So hurry and save during Sunbury Motors Summer Sales Event. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, where we think you deserve more.
Driving you over 100 years, Sunbury Motors.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show is brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. And we're going through a little heat wave right now. You need cold, refreshing beverages to make it easier. That includes wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks,
You know, they roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed, all together now, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. By the way, back to Brewers Outlet for a moment. Great specials through Tuesday. Michelob Ultra, 30-pack cans, just $22.97. And Shock Top, 15-pack cans, just $12.49. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right. Lip for Life is today at Haluba Hall. I'm sure they'll find somebody to emcee it. I think somebody now might be 17 for 17 on the old MC trail.
Keep that streak going.
So, and actually at Haluba Hall already is Rich Scarcella from the Reading Eagle, my good friend. Rich, it's great to have you back with us. Welcome.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Hope you're doing very well. Hope you've had a great summer so far.
So far, so good.
All right, so next week will be Big Ten Media Days. Last year was one of those interesting ones because news was made with what was happening with Urban Meyer and the Zach Smith situation. How do you usually like to approach these all-out media gatherings?
How about I don't like them usually, but
right, yeah.
You know, it's part of the deal. It's part of the deal, but you know, you just keep your eyes and ears open. I mean, you know, the big news to me next week will be the Jim Delaney situation. We know, you know, he's leaving. Right. We know there's, you know, a replacement been named and everything. But, you know, I'm sure that the commissioner, you know, I would hope the commissioner would have some very thoughtful remarks since it'll be his last kickoff in media days.
It's interesting, the 30 years that he has been there and everything that has changed over time and the contracts he's negotiated. I've also found it interesting that he's leaving at a time where the new commissioner does not have to worry about the contract next year and doesn't have to worry about any bowl contracts next year. So he's given the new guy a nice cushion or a buffer to then get into the job.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great situation. I mean, you know, Jim Delaney, I don't have to tell you, Steve, but Jim Delaney has been a great spokesman, a great advocate for the Big Ten Conference, and especially in the financial end. I mean, 30 years ago to now, and you look at, you know, adding four schools, really, including Penn State, in his 30 years. It's a world of difference. And, you know, you can make the argument, I know some people in the southeastern part of the country would disagree, that the Big Ten is really the best conference in the country for a lot of reasons. And most of it is the Big Ten Network.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to get into that for 1 second. The SEC, of course, now has its network, and ESPN is behind it all the way. We know that the numbers per school at the SEC are outstanding. The numbers per school in the Big Ten are outstanding. I think someone said the number was 54 million per. Power Five has separated itself from everybody else, but have the SEC and the Big Ten separated themselves in some ways from the other three in the Power Five?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say there's at least a slight separation. Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, the ACC obviously has had a lot of success in football and men's basketball, and you know, and in you know, women's basketball as well. You know, but I still think that right now the way things are positioned, the Big Ten and the SEC, yeah, I would say they've separated themselves from the other three Power Five conferences. How do you feel?
Oh, I think they have. I absolutely feel they have, Rich. And I think it does make a – it's going to make a – I think you're really going to see the difference maybe 3 years from now, because when you keep piling up that kind of, you know, financial opportunity, I think that that opens up more doors for everybody across the board, where the potential for SEC Big Ten dominance is there, and especially in two sports. I'm going to be interested to see how much the ACC network helps the ACC. That's what I'm going to be interested in, because the Pac-12 network hasn't helped that much, and the Big 12, of course, is not organized.
No, right. Yeah, I'm interested to see that, too, because, you know, the ACC, I would say, to me anyway, is the next conference behind the Big Ten and the SEC.
I agree.
Without a doubt.
Yeah,
I mean, in the Pac-12, I maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I thought it had a chance to really move forward, but you're right. It's been chaotic, I guess might be the best word to describe its leadership and what they've been unable to do, what they've not been able to do. But, yeah, I'm interested in the ACC because I think, you know, I think this will help. I think this will help the ACC. Will it put it in the class with the Big Ten and the SEC overall? I'm not sure about that, but I certainly think it's going to help the ACC.
All right, so now when you look at college athletics today, the Big Ten has, for the most part, you know, programs. Ohio State has 34 sports. Penn State has 31. You go through the, like, Northwestern doesn't. They have 20, or right, 19 or 20. In the, you go down to the SEC, for example, you have a lot of 18, 19, and 20 sports schools. As time goes, are some sports, you know, you think are endangered by the fact that the financial model may dictate that they can't keep them all?
I would think so. I mean, I know, you know, back in Reading, I mean, I'm up at State College today, but back in Reading, you know, the Division II Kutztown and Division III Albright and Alvernia, you know, they're adding programs, but like Kutztown a few years ago had to make some tough decisions and had to cut some men's sports, not only for financial reasons, but for Title IX reasons.
Right.
And yeah, I think you're right, Steve. I think with the growth of these, you know, the conference networks and really the explosion of them and, you know, the focus on football and basketball, I would say some of those sports at the bottom of the food chain certainly may have some difficult times ahead.
With obviously Lift for Life taking place today, I'll assume correctly that's the reason you're in State College. Is that part of that? Yeah. What are you looking for?
For part of that, yes.
Yeah. What are you looking for out of that? What do you usually get out of that as an additional media exposure?
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest, Steve. I've had, you know, I haven't been up here in about, I would say, 4 or 5 years. We've had, like, young students working for us cover it. But what I'm looking for today, I haven't had an opportunity other than really after the Blue-White game and then also before he arrived here to talk to Sean Clifford. And that's what I'm looking forward to most today. And, you know, from all indications, he's handled things very well. But that's what I'm looking forward to, because I'd like to see more of him in, you know, how he handles himself. I know he's played a very big role in Lift for Life and the Penn State chapter of uplifting athletes. So I'm really interested to see to hear what he has to say today.
See, what's interesting about that is that by being in the role of leadership with Lift for Life, I think that enhances his opportunity as a leader on the football team. I mean, because he has to take on that particular role with this group. And again, I mean, you saw him at the Blue-White game. Well, at that point, Tommy Stevens was still on the roster.
So
a lot has changed just from your last sit down with him.
Right. I mean, I'm not getting a one-on-one with him. I know there are a couple people who have had one-on-ones with him from around the State College area. But that's the one thing that I'm looking forward to is seeing what he has to say today. And you're right. That's one of the questions. How much has the leadership with Lift for Life helped him inside the locker room? And I, you know, like you, it has to have helped him a lot.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. What are some of the things you want? What are a couple of other elements you'd like to hear him discuss today?
You know, I like to see what he has to say about where he thinks he has to grow. You know, obviously, he's not a finished product. I know he was very highly regarded when he was in high school in Cincinnati, but I think, you know, I'd like to hear him, you know, hear what he has to say about that. I'd like to hear what he has to say about the other parts of the offense, you know, other positions, running backs, receivers, offensive linemen, and, you know, just handle this, how he handles the spotlight. I mean, he this is probably, you know, the most, he's the first time that he's really going to be, the most attention he's going to receive. I mean, he received attention obviously after the Blue White game, but like you said, Tommy Stevens was still here. Well, now he's going to be the focus of attention today, and I'm interested to see how he handles it and how he reacts to it.
Yeah, no, exactly, and I, you know, it's interesting. He's one of those guys that when they first recruited him, he was one of those guys that then started calling other recruits.
Yeah,
to try and get them
that,
to come here. So he's always had that kind of attitude about this. I also think another thing, too, I did a piece with Kayla Moore, who is the nutritionist, and she was talking She was talking to me during the interview about how important it is when athletes come to her and say, hey, look, lay this out for me. What should I be eating at what time and so forth? And she specifically cited him as somebody who came over to talk to her and how he's followed that strict regimen. So maybe that's another area you might want to talk to him about what that's meant to
him. Yeah. I mean, like, I remember when I talked to him when he was a senior in high school before he got here, and, you know, he was very engaging. I know he was recovering from an injury at that point. But I know he was very cooperative, and that struck me as a, whatever he was, 17 or 18-year-old guy at the time. I was impressed by him. You know, we talked for probably 10, 12 minutes, and he couldn't have been more cooperative. And I expect, you know, just from, you know, talking to other players on this team, that he is going to rally the troops. I think he's going to be a really I think guys are going to have trouble rallying around him, I should say.
Anybody else that you'd put on a list that you'd like to spend a few minutes talking with?
Well, you know, I'm parked outside Flash Building because in a few minutes I'm talking to a couple of our guys, Jan Johnson and Michael Mennett.
Yeah.
And looking forward to that. You know, trying to, you know, Chris Peterson of the Penn State Strategic Communications was kind enough to set up interviews with them for me before the Crush of Media Day, because it's always hard there, you know, to kind of, you know, get the interview to in the direction that you want it to go to. So I'm looking forward to them. And, you know, Michael Mennett, according to Matt Limegrover, you know, he has a chance to be an elite lineman, and I want to hear, you know, what he thinks he has to do to become an elite lineman. And, you know, Jan Johnson, everybody knows the story, came as a walk-on, you know, has emerged as a starter, you know, he's in line to be a two-year starter. And, you know, I'm just curious to see what he thinks, what he hopes his legacy will be here, how he thinks the linebackers are as a group, and also if he looks at himself as a role model. Because I think a lot of people, especially down our way, Steve, I mean, he's like a folk hero in Berks County.
Yeah.
Because, you know, of his success in high school in football and wrestling, and then what he's done up here. So I'm really, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing those two guys kind of away from a group setting.
And in fact, you know, Mennett is the kind of guy that if you put on the list of leaders, he's the unquestioned leader in his room. I think that Johnson has all the respect, and if he can just vocalize it a bit more, he can in that same role. And it's not easy for Jan to vocalize it.
No, that's not his personality. Jan's always just gone ahead and done his thing, and, you know, he's really, you know, from, and you know this, I'm telling you, he's been a leader with the walk-ons from the time.
No doubt.
You know, because he's taken, I know he's taken a lot of them under his wing. But you're right. I think that's what Brent Pry has said, that he'd like to see Jan be a little more forceful and a little more aggressive. And maybe this year now he will be, because he knows I'm going into my second year as a starter. But he also has some strong personalities to deal with, doesn't he?
Well, he does have some strong personalities to deal with, but you know what? What Jan would find out? He'd find out that those strong personalities deeply respect him. See, that's what he'd find out. The strong personalities deeply respect Jan Johnson. Hey, I know you're waiting for them right now, so I'm going to let you go so you can get to work and take care of business. Thanks so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you later.
Steve, always a pleasure. I'll see you later. Thanks a lot.
Rich Scarcella, Reading Eagle. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstores, ready for all of your warm weather activities. Camping, picnics, grilling, visit Brewers Outlet first. For microbrews, imports, domestic specialties, they got them. Grab some pickles at the Pickle Bar, Steve Jones's favorite place. Snacks, Brewers Outlet has that covered. Soda, sports drinks, check. Weekly specials, too. And there's lots of convenient parking. So get all the refreshments everyone will love for your next outdoor gathering at Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstore, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Great to have you with us on the show today, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Those specials now through Tuesday: Michelob Ultra 30-pack cans, just $22.97. And Shock Top 15 packs, cans, $12.49. Pretty good, as always. At the best. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right. Lift for Life is today. Feel like in some ways this is the unofficial start for the fan base of the season, because you have Live for Life, the next week it's the Big Ten Media Days, two of them, and then the step after that will be the start of training camp, which will then include almost immediately media day after that. Then it's a countdown to the season. So what are we sitting here on the, 12th? So 7 weeks from tomorrow is the opening game of the season.
Toe hits leather, yes.
7 weeks from now. Now, for Penn State, it's actually 6 weeks, because week zero, which is what they refer to it as, week zero, which includes Miami playing Florida, is actually August 24th. High school football season starts August 23rd. And our award winner will be back in action.
Yes, he will.
You know, they asked him when he won the award, what spurs him on. And he said, and he was very blunt about it. He said, the mere presence of Mike Ferlazzo. I mean, I'm just...
Head on the swivel.
I mean, that guy's gunning for me. it's always good to have that threat.
Ferlazzo on one end, Cotrillo on the right. Take your pick.
Yeah, I know.
Double trouble.
And they both can engineer. I was talking to Joe Portelli today. Oh, my goodness, we miss Harry.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.